incredible worship this morning. Why don't we stand to our feet just for a moment? Let's stand to our feet and let's go ahead and give the Lord a hand. Make a little more noise one more time. Praise God. This morning, I'm going to take a break and sit with my wife on the front row, and we're going to ask Hoover to come up. If you don't know him by name, you sure will know him by face. He's been a blessing from God for many years. He and his wife Claudia and their family, and his daughter Laura is with us this morning as well. She just had a beautiful baby. Congratulations to you and your husband. A beautiful baby. And she's going to be translating. Hoover speaks great English, okay? If you haven't spoken to him, he speaks great English, but he feels a little more comfortable. It's his first time. It's his first time, so he could use a little encouragement today. First time standing up on the big stage, and he's going to bring something from the heart of God. So we appreciate him being with us, and he's been a blessing to our family and to this local church, and we're glad to have him share this morning. So one more time, give Hoover a hand. Bring some encouragement this way.
Here you go, man. Thank you, Pastor Rob. Good morning. I know I'm gonna speak Spanish, but first I want to give thanks to the Lord for these great opportunities to be here with my daughter. And it's an amazing. Thank you, Pastor Rob. Thank you, Pastor Gail. I really appreciate it. Thank you for allowing us to be here. And I'm part of the Pastor Rob ministry for almost, I'm right here in the church for almost 20 years. It's a long journey. I learned a lot from Pastor Rob. And it's an amazing. It's amazing. So let's start. I would like to start with Luke 9:23. Y dice así, entonces dijo a la multitud, si alguno de ustedes quiere ser mi seguidor, tiene que abandonar su propia manera de vivir, tomar su cruz cada día y seguirme.
So Luke 9:23, then he said to them, if anyone desires to come after me, let them deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me.
I don't want to pass this opportunity to text my wife. My wife is not here today. She is home taking care of our grandson, Jeremiah. And I want to thank my son, Stephen, and my daughter, because this is not my journey. This is not my testimony. This is my family testimony. I start in 1985, but when I married my wife, I told Pastor Rod the other day, I say, only by the mercy of God and the love of my wife, that's why I'm right here. Amen? So, in 1985, cuando comenzó el narcotráfico en Colombia.
In 1985, when the cartel kind of started taking over Colombia.
Yo era parte de un grupo de amigos que teníamos muchos sueños.
I was a part of a group of friends who had a lot of dreams.
You know, cuando usted tiene sus amigos en el vecindario que son, you know, con amor, con esperanzas, con sueños y con ganas de vivir la vida.
You know, like that group of friends that you have that you dream of bigger and better things.
Jugando fútbol en la calle, mirando las muchachas pasar, simplemente siendo amigos.
Playing football in the streets and, you know, watching the pretty girls go by and just being friends and young.
Pero un tiempo, como en el 85, el narcotráfico tocó la puerta de nuestro vecindario.
So, in around 1985, a lot of the cartel members came and started knocking at our doors.
Siendo parte de este grupo de jóvenes con sueños y con ganas de vivir la vida.
Being a part of this group of friends who, you know, had these dreams and aspirations.
Todos los jóvenes queremos fama, dinero y ganas de vivir la vida fácil.
When you're young, all you really want to do is have fame and money and just living life easily.
So parte de mis amigos tomaron posiciones diferentes en este estilo de vida.
So a few of my friends took different positions in this style of life.
Comenzando esa vida de violencia, de simplemente agradar al hombre.
They started living a life of violence and just wanting to please man.
Yo estaba mirando el estilo de vida que ellos estaban llevando.
I started looking at the way that they were living life.
Y yo dije, yo quiero ser parte de esa vida.
And I said to myself, I want to be a part of that life.
Pero la familia que yo vengo de parte de mi papá es una familia trabajadora, con ganas de salir adelante.
But the family that I come from the side of my dad, it's a family that works really hard and, you know, pushes forward.
Y siempre estaban prestando atención a lo que yo estaba haciendo y qué dirección estaba tomando.
And they were always paying very close attention to me and the way of life that I was living.
Pero siendo joven, rebelde, con ganas de hacer lo que yo quería hacer.
But being young and rebellious and wanting to do what I wanted to do.
Siempre estaba diciéndole a este hombre que estaba encargado cerca de Pablo Escobar, no quiero entrar en muchos detalles, pero siempre miraba al que era el líder.
But I used to always, you know, look at the leader that worked under Pablo Escobar, and I'm not going to go into too many details, but...
Para ese tiempo, usted decía, quiero ser parte del grupo, pruébeme.
But during that time, you know, growing up, I would always say, I want to be a part of that group, try me.
Y cuando usted le dice a una persona de esa clase, pruébeme, es porque usted tiene que hacerle daño a alguien o esa persona decirle a usted, tome la pistola, mate a aquella persona.
But when you tell a person of that stature, try me, it's because they're going to put you to harm someone or, you know, take this gun and hurt that person.
O sea, no era una situación muy fácil. No era una situación que usted decía, okay, no quiero hacer trabajar para ellos. Era o trabajar para ellos o ellos te mataban a ti.
So it wasn't just a simple decision where, all right, I'm over it. I don't want to do this anymore. It was either you do this or you don't.
So los amigos... Mis amigos, todos comenzaron a trabajar para el narcotráfico en diferentes áreas.
So a lot of my friends started working in different areas of the cartel.
Yo conozco a mi esposa.
And during this time I also met my wife.
Y fue un momento increíble, súper hermoso.
And it was an incredible moment.
Y mi esposa quedó en embarazo.
And then my wife got pregnant.
Entonces ya entra el momento más difícil.
And then that's when the most difficult moment comes.
Porque estoy joven, no hay sueños, no hay futuro, no hay dinero.
Because I'm young, there's no dreams, there's no money, there's no future.
Entonces yo le digo a este que estaba encargado, le digo, hey, le digo una vez más, le digo, pruébame que yo soy capaz de hacerlo.
So once again, I went to that man and I was like, hey, try me, I can do this.
Y él siempre me miraba a los ojos y me decía, nah, usted no sirve para esto.
And he'd always look me in the eyes and say, no, 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 you're not for this.
Muchas veces usted se pregunta, ¿dónde está Dios en mi situación?
A lot of times we ask ourselves, where is God in my situation?
Muchas veces hablamos con gente y la gente a veces nos pregunta, ¿usted cree en Dios? ¿Dónde está Dios?
A lot of times we encounter people and they say, you believe in God, where is God?
Hay muchas situaciones en la vida que nosotros no entendemos.
There's so many situations in life that we just don't understand.
Al principio de mi vida, cuando tenía 5 años, comencé a robar.
At the beginning of my life, when I was only 5, I started stealing.
Casi fui violado por un familiar mío.
I was almost raped by a family member.
Muchas situaciones difíciles que nosotros no entendemos en la vida.
So many difficult experiences that we don't understand.
Pero mientras estaba preparando el tema, yo le preguntaba a Dios, ¿Cuál es el punto de que yo esté allí en este lugar?
Well, while I was preparing this message this week, so many times I asked God, what is the point of me giving this message?
Y Dios siempre me habla por sueños y visiones y me dice, Uber, yo he sido fiel para ti.
And God has always talked to me through dreams and visions, and he said to me, Hoover, I've always been faithful to you.
Y eso, ese es el tema de hoy, que Dios es un Dios fiel.
And that's today's message, is God is a faithful God.
So yo le digo, amén. So de tanto insistirle a este hombre, me dice, okay, tengo un trabajo para usted.
So from constantly insisting this man, he said, all right, I have a job for you.
Recuerde, mi esposa está en embarazo, no tengo dinero, no tengo trabajo.
And now remember, my wife is pregnant, I don't have a job, I don't have money.
No tenía sueños, no tenía visiones, no sabía para dónde ir, no tenía con quién confiar.
I didn't have money, I didn't have a dream, I didn't have anywhere to go or anyone to run to.
Entonces este hombre me dice, okay, tengo un trabajo para usted. Y este es el último, es un trabajo que usted va a ganar buen dinero.
So this man said to me, all right, I have a job for you, and during this job you're going to get a lot of money.
Pero, ¿se acuerdan que al principio les dije que tenía muchos amigos? Éramos como 30 amigos, y los vi cómo morían uno por uno.
And remember in the beginning of this I told you that I had a very big group of friends, it was like 30 of us, and I started seeing how one by one they started dying off.
Y fueron asesinados por sus propios amigos.
And they were killed by their own friends.
So este hombre me dice, lo único que usted tiene que hacer es observar, poner cuidado, like the watchman. Like
so, the only, so what he told me was, the only thing you have to do is just be the watchman, look out.
So yo le digo, okay, porque yo dije, me dan el dinero, se lo doy a mi esposa que está en embarazo, y yo sé que me van a matar.
So I said, okay, that's fine, I can watch, and I know that they'll give me a lot of money, I'll give it to my wife, and I know that they'll kill me after.
Pero en ese momento, mi suegra me invita a una iglesia con mi esposa. O sea, la situación estaba, mi situación estaba terrible.
But in that exact horrific moment, my mother-in-law invited me to church with my wife.
¿Por qué digo que Dios es fiel? Porque en el momento de la tormenta, Él aparece.
Why do I say that God is faithful? It's because that in the middle of the storm and the tornado, He shows up.
Amen. Mi suegra me invita a esta suegra, a esta iglesia, una iglesia pequeña en un garaje, nada que ver.
My mother-in-law invites me to this little church, a little hole in the wall.
Y ese pastor comienza a predicar.
And the pastor starts to preach.
Y de un momento a otro, él dice, tú puedes cambiar la Biblia, tú puedes cambiar la pistola por una Biblia.
And in that moment, he kind of just says in general, you can change that gun for a Bible.
Y yo le digo, usted está loco, usted no sabe de qué está hablando, usted no sabe por dónde yo estoy pasando, usted no sabe mi vida.
And I just said to him, you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, you don't know my situation, you don't know my life.
Esa noche nos vamos para la casa y esto se me queda en mi cabeza.
And that night we go home and, you know, regular, but it stays in my head.
So, el domingo, el trabajo era para el lunes. El domingo me llaman y me dicen, me dan las órdenes que tengo que hacer yo.
So the job was for Monday and it was Sunday night. And, you know, the guy calls me and gives me the orders for the next day.
Ese domingo en la noche, yo me voy para la terraza de mi casa. Yo recuerdo esa noche y aún puedo sentir el olor de esa noche.
And that night I go to the roof of my house, and even to this day I can remember exactly what it smelled like, what I felt like.
Y yo le digo a Dios sin conocerlo, solamente lo conocía por el lado de mi abuela, porque ella oraba mucho por mí.
And I say to God, and you know, I didn't even know God during this time. I only knew of what I knew because my grandma would always pray for me.
Y yo quiero jugar con Dios y le digo, si tú me sacas de esta situación, yo te entrego mi vida, sin saber qué estaba diciendo yo.
And I kind of played and bribed with God, and I said, if you take me out of this situation, I'll give you my life.
Pasado el tiempo, mi esposa y yo nos llegamos aquí a los Estados Unidos.
The time passed, and me and my wife eventually did come to the United States.
Eso es otra parte del testimonio, que mi esposa se la llevaron para Los Ángeles y le ofrecieron diferentes trabajos y nada que ver.
And that's another part of the testimony. My wife, you know, they took her to Los Angeles and she just had a rough time.
So acuérdese, llego a los Estados Unidos, no hablando inglés, no trabajo, una cultura diferente, todo totalmente diferente.
So now we come to the United States, no English, no job, a completely different culture, and we're completely by ourselves.
Era muy difícil. Mi esposa y yo vivíamos en un apartamento pequeño, solamente una cama para nuestra hija que pudiera dormir, nada que comer, o sea, muy difícil.
And it was a very difficult time. We lived in a little tiny room with just one bed for my daughter to sleep in, and it was extremely hard.
You know, conseguía trabajo acá, pintando, haciendo diferentes cosas, pero no era algo como que uno fuera grande.
I would find little jobs here and there, but nothing that would sustain us.
Y mi esposa queda en embarazo de mi hijo, Steven.
So, and my wife becomes pregnant with our second child, my son.
Era más difícil todavía, porque en este momento no había trabajo, era muy difícil la comunicación con los demás.
And it was even harder this time because we're in a completely different country. We didn't know the language. We didn't have money.
Dios no estaba por ninguna parte.
And God was nowhere to be found.
Yo le decía, ¿dónde estás?
And I'd be like, hey, God, where are you?
Y muchas veces alguno de ustedes le pregunta a Dios, ¿dónde estás en su situación?
And a lot of times you guys ask God, where are you in my situation?
Pasa el tiempo, la situación se acomoda un poco.
The time went by and things kind of got a little leveled out.
Y Satanás vuelve y toca las puertas de mi corazón. Vuelve y llama.
Satan comes right back and knocks on the door of my heart.
Se arrima un hombre a vender un seguro de vida.
And we met this guy who came over and tried to sell us life insurance.
Y dice, usted puede comprar este seguro de vida. Si alguna cosa le sucede a usted, le damos una plata a su esposa y cuida toda su familia.
And he said to us, hey, you guys can take out this life insurance, and if God forbid something happens to you, then your wife and kids will be taken care of.
So una vez venía de mi trabajo y miro uno de los puentes de la 95.
So one day I was coming home from work and I saw one of the bridges on I-95.
Y yo veía todos esos carros que pasaban súper rápido, los trucks y todas esas cosas.
And I saw all these cars and trucks that would drive by really, really fast.
Y dentro de mí yo dije, I got it, ya lo tengo.
And inside of me I said, all right, I got it, I know what I'm going to do.
Compro el seguro de vida, le dejan la plata a mi esposa para mis hijos. Y se acabó el negocio. Mi intención era terminar con mi vida.
I said, I'll take out this life insurance policy, jump off this bridge, my wife and my kids will be all set with the life insurance money, and I'll finish my life.
El hombre llega a la casa, hacemos todo el papeleo, nada era correcto, todo estaba, o sea, los papeles no estaban correctamente, pero de todos modos, compramos el seguro.
So the guy comes over and we fill out these papers and they're filled out completely wrong, kind of like falsified, and he leaves.
So una noche, yo le digo, después de llegar del trabajo, yo le digo a mi esposa, ya vengo, y salgo a caminar.
So one night I came home from work and I say to my wife, I'll be right back, and I go for a walk.
So estaba caminando. Y yo ya tenía el puente escogido, yo ya sabía, porque donde vivíamos, más abajito, había un puente de la 95.
And I already had this bridge picked out. I knew where I was going to go, and our old apartment used to be right next to this specific bridge.
So mientras yo caminaba, yo miro los camiones que vienen, y yo digo, okay, lo voy a hacer.
So as I'm walking, I see the trucks coming, and I tell myself, all right, I'm going to do this.
Detrás de mí alguien me dice, yo te amo, tú eres especial para mí.
And behind me I just hear, I love you and you're special for me.
Quizás mucha gente puede escuchar eso y decir, este hombre está loco. Dios no existe.
And some of you might hear that and say, okay, this guy is crazy, God doesn't exist.
Pero era una voz super clara. Cuando yo pongo mi mano en el riel, en el tubo, o en el, you know.
And it was a clear voice, because once I put my hand on that railing,
Dios vuelve y me dice a mí, me dice, yo te amo y tú eres especial para mí.
And again I hear that voice, I love you and you're special for me.
En ese momento yo empiezo a llorar, no entiendo qué pasa. Sigo caminando, doy la vuelta al vecindario y regreso al apartamento.
And in that moment I don't understand what's happening. I just start crying and I keep walking. I go around in a circle and I go back home.
Mi esposa me pregunta qué pasa, yo le digo, no, todo está bien, no hay ningún problema.
And my wife asks me what happened, what's going on, nothing, I'm fine.
Recuerde, la vida no es fácil, no quiero decir que la familia de nosotros va en un bote, o sea, que todo es feliz, que todo es felicidad, no.
Remember that life is not easy and our family has never, you know, just ridden on a boat nice and smoothly on the water.
Pero en esa oportunidad, Luis me invita a un encuentro que estaban haciendo aquí en la iglesia.
But during that time, my friend Luisca invites me to an encounter that they're doing here at this church.
Yo voy a ese encuentro, veía cómo predicaban muchachos jóvenes, cómo hablaban de Dios, cómo hablaban de Cristo, y eso me llenó de pasión. Yo decía, yo quiero aprender eso.
So I go to this church and I see how they're preaching and all these young people so excited about God, and I just tell myself, I want to know what they have, how do they do it?
Y cada que ellos terminaban una enseñanza, yo siempre iba y les decía, yo quiero aprender, yo quiero saber lo que ustedes están haciendo, yo quiero ver ese Dios que ustedes predican en mi vida.
And every time they finished preaching, I'd always go up to them and say, I want to know how you do it. How are you preaching about this God? I want that God in my life.
Y en los encuentros hay un momento que se llama liberación.
And during the encounters, there's a period called deliberation.
En ese momento yo veo como Satanás deja mi vida, como sale corriendo de mi vida. Es inexplicable.
And in that moment, I literally feel like I see Satan leave my life. It's unexplainable.
Cuando yo llego a la casa, comienzo a consumir la Biblia día y noche, comenzar a estudiar la palabra día y noche.
When I got home that night and going forward, I just started divulging in the Bible day and night, just reading and reading.
Yo le decía a Dios, si tú eres real, tú tienes que hablarme a mí.
And I would say to God, if you're real, you have to talk to me.
Y una de las formas como Dios habla es a través de su palabra.
And one of the ways that God speaks to us is through his word.
Si usted quiere escuchar la voz de Dios y quiere ver los planes que Dios tiene para su vida, tiene que acomodar, tiene que buscarlo a través de su palabra.
If we want to hear God speak to us and what he has for our life, we have to look for him through his word.
En Isaías, me da esta palabra, Isaías 41:13, que dice, pues yo te tengo de tu mano derecha, yo el Señor tu Dios, y te digo, no tengas miedo, aquí estoy para ayudarte.
In Isaiah 41:13 it says, for I the Lord your God will hold your right hand, saying to you, fear not, I will help you.
Y yo le digo, okay, listo, tú me vas a llevar de tu mano derecha. Pero al mismo tiempo me dice, vamos a pasar por desiertos.
And so I say to him, all right, fine, you're going to hold my right hand, but he also told me we're going to go through the desert.
Y sigo estudiando la palabra, y sigo estudiando la palabra, y aprendo dos cosas.
And I keep studying, and during this time I learned two things.
El diezmo.
Tithing.
Y fidelidad a la casa de Dios.
And faithfulness to the house of the Lord.
Yo comencé, cuando yo llego a mi casa, yo le digo a mi esposa, de ahora en adelante, vamos a llevar el diezmo a la iglesia.
And from, you know, I got home and I tell my wife, from now on, we're going to tithe.
No entendíamos nada de diezmo, pero yo vi como Abraham, al principio de la palabra, llevó el 10%. Yo no entendía nada.
We didn't understand anything about tithing, but I did see when I was reading how Abraham would always give a 10%.
Fidelidad a la casa. Yo comencé en esta casa siendo un ujier.
Faithfulness in the house. I started in this house being an usher.
Limpiando los baños.
Cleaning the bathrooms.
Escuchando lo que los otros decían que hiciéramos.
Listening to what everybody else would tell us to do.
No fue fácil porque hay que bregar con muchos líderes.
And it was not easy because we had to deal with a lot of different leaders.
Porque hay líderes que cuando tú comienzas a crecer te quieren aplastar.
There's a lot of, because there's a lot of leaders that as they start to grow, they want to smash you under their foot.
Pero acuérdese que hay que escuchar la voz de Dios para poder seguir adelante.
But remember, you have to listen to the voice of God in order to keep going forward.
Porque a cada árbol que da buen fruto se le tira piedra.
Because every fruitful tree, rocks are thrown at them.
Yo no sé si ustedes se acuerdan cuando eran niños. Pero en mi país, cuando caminábamos por las calles y veíamos un árbol de buen fruto, le tirábamos piedra.
I don't know if you guys did it here, but in my country, when we were little kids and we saw trees that had lots of fruit, we would take rocks and throw it at them.
Todos queremos llegar a una iglesia y ver buena música, ver buena atención. Queremos estar en lo mejor y tenemos lo mejor.
And every, you know, when we go to church, we want the best music, the best lighting, the best crowd, and we have the best of things.
Pero para manejar todo esto, ellos dos no lo pueden hacer solos.
But in order to have all of that, those two can't do it by themselves.
Cada uno de nosotros que estudiamos la palabra aprendemos que los discípulos de Jesús llegó un tiempo en que no podían hacerlo todo ellos.
And as we study the Bible, if you guys see that, there was a point where Jesus couldn't do it by himself, and that's why he had his 12 disciples.
Hay muchas personas que llegan a la iglesia y empiezan a poner problema. No me gusta la música. Ya está muy frío, está muy caliente. Es problema tras problema.
There's a lot of people that come into church and all they do is complain. It's too cold. It's too hot. It's not light enough. It's ugly.
Pastor Gil, por los últimos meses, o quizás por el último año, está predicando sobre gente fiel, gente que verdaderamente quiera trabajar en la casa de Dios, que quiera servir en la casa de Dios.
Over this last year, Pastor Gil has really been preaching about faithfulness and having people here that are faithful, that want to serve.
Hay muchas personas que quieren llegar a la casa de Dios. O sea, la lista está allá afuera de servir.
There's a lot of people that come here and, you know, the list is outside of for people to sign up that want to serve.
Quieren llegar acá y decir, ok, yo quiero servir, pero yo llevo las reglas.
But they come here and they say, okay, I'll serve, but I make the rules.
Maya, yo quiero cantar, pero yo quiero hacerlo a mi manera.
It's like if Maya were to come here and say, I want to sing, but I'm going to do it my way.
O alguien viene, quiere estar en los coros y decirle a ella y a su esposo, yo voy a arreglar la música o yo quiero hacerlo a mi manera.
Or it's like someone signing up to be in the choir and saying, I'm going to do it my way, regardless of how you guys want to do it.
Cuando Dios me da esa palabra de que Él me iba a llevar por la mano derecha, no fue fácil.
When God gave me this word that he was going to take me by his right hand.
Mi esposa y yo compramos una casa.
My wife and I bought a house.
O sea, para ser latino, comprar una casa es un sueño.
To be Hispanic and buying a home in this country, it's a dream.
Fue la casa que mis hijos, mi esposa y yo nos sentamos en la mesa y escribimos, sacamos fotos de una revista y la pusimos.
To have this house, my kids, my wife, and I sat down and we took out pictures and magazines and we wrote down exactly what we wanted in a home.
Y comenzamos a orar los cuatro. Le dijimos al Señor, Señor, esta es la casa que nosotros queremos.
And the four of us started praying and we said, God, this is the house that we want.
Exactamente como nosotros la pusimos, así el Señor nos la dio a nosotros.
Exactly how we pictured it and wrote down, that's how he gave it to us.
Amén. Amén. ¿Por qué? Porque en el principio yo vi a un Dios fiel.
Why? Because in the beginning I saw a faithful God.
Cuando conozco a Dios, Él me dice, necesito que seas fiel con el diezmo y con mi casa.
And when I got to know God, He said to me, I need you to be faithful in the tithing and in my house.
De nuevo Satanás llega a mi casa y toca las puertas.
Again, Satan comes back and knocks on our door.
Cae la economía y vamos a perder nuestra casa.
That's when the recession hit and we were about to lose our house.
Y a mi esposa le da cáncer de seno.
And my wife gets breast cancer.
Y yo le digo al Señor, ¿dónde estás tú?
And again I say to God, where are you?
Estaba estudiando el libro donde está Noé.
And then during that time I was reading and studying the book of Noah.
Y el Señor me dice, prepara tu barca.
And God says to me, prepare your ark.
Va a ser fuerte la marea.
The tide is going to be very, very strong.
Hace unos días atrás pasamos por una tormenta.
A couple of days ago we had just had a hurricane.
Yo no sé si muchos de ustedes vieron cómo bajaban los ríos con piedras y árboles.
I'm sure a lot of you saw how, you know, the rivers were flowing with trees and rocks.
¿Usted se imagina en el tiempo de Noé?
Can you imagine how it must have been for Noah?
40 días y 40 noches.
40 days and 40 nights.
Y yo le digo al Señor, okay. No entiendo, porque Noé no entendía el tiempo de lluvia. Yo no entendía el lenguaje de cáncer.
And I said to God, okay. You know, Noah didn't understand the rain and why it was happening, and I didn't understand why cancer was happening.
Fue un desastre, fue algo muy duro. Yo estaba sirviendo como ujier allá atrás y vino un profeta de África.
It was a horrible time, and during this time I was serving as an usher here, and a prophet came from Africa.
Yo estaba sentado en la parte de atrás y él dijo una palabra dos veces.
I was sitting in the back and he said a word twice.
Pero mi mente estaba en otro mundo.
But my thoughts were somewhere else.
Y el Espíritu Santo me dice, Hoover, lo que él está diciendo es para ti.
And the Holy Spirit says to me, Hoover, what he's talking about is for you.
Mi abuelo, cuando me veía que estaba pensando en otras cosas, me golpeaba aquí en la cabeza.
When I was little, my grandpa, when I wasn't paying attention, he would bang me in the back of my head.
El Espíritu Santo me dice, hey, eso es para usted.
The Holy Spirit said, hey, this is for you.
Segunda de Crónicas 20:17 me dice, no hay para qué pelees esa batalla.
Second Chronicles, okay.
Dice, no hay para qué pelees esa batalla.
It says, there is no reason for you to fight this fight.
Le dije, okay, no fue fácil, pero él peleó esa batalla.
It was not easy, but he gave me that tribulation.
Yo pierdo mi trabajo, me dan un seguro que cubre todos los gastos de mi esposa.
I lost my job and we got an insurance that ended up paying all of the bills for my wife.
Mi esposa es sana de cáncer, para la gloria de Dios.
My wife is healed from cancer, glory to God.
Amén. Y un día yo estaba, la casa de nosotros ya estaba muy mala. Y estaba yo en el jardín arreglándolo. Y el Señor me dice, mira para atrás, arregla tu casa.
There was one day where, you know, I was working at home and our garden looked a mess. And God said to me, look back, look at that house.
Fix it.
Fix that house.
Y yo le digo, no, yo no lo voy a arreglar. O sea, yo comienzo a discutir con Dios como muchos de nosotros.
And I said, no, I'm not going to fix it. And I started arguing with God like a lot of us do sometimes.
Para arreglar el jardín, usted se tiene que arrodillar y poner su mano en la tierra.
In order to fix the garden, you have to get on your knees and you have to dig out the dirt.
El Señor me dice por segunda vez, mira tu casa y arréglala.
And God kept saying to me, look at your house and fix it.
Y yo digo, no, yo no lo voy a hacer.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
La tercera vez viene y me pone la mano sobre el hombro y me dice, mira tu casa y arréglala.
And the third time, I felt like he put his hand on me and he said, look at your house and fix it.
Yo miro la casa y le digo, okay, Señor, la voy a arreglar. Y comienzo el proceso.
And so I turn around and I say, all right, God, I'll fix it.
Yo le digo al Señor, si esta casa es para alguien más, la voy a poner bien linda.
And I tell God, if that house is for someone else, then I'm going to make it beautiful.
Mi esposa tiene un gusto muy bueno. Y hay que hacer las cosas como ella le gusten.
And my wife has a very particular taste, and we have to do things the way that she likes it.
En inglés se dice, happy wife, happy life. Right? Y comienzo a arreglar la casa.
And I start fixing the house.
Mi esposa comienza a trabajar para una persona, you know, que más adelante les digo.
And so my wife starts working for someone who I'm going to talk about in a minute.
Y yo le pregunto a Dios, yo le digo, vamos a perder la casa. Para que esta casa sea de nosotros hay que pagar mucho dinero. No sé de dónde tú lo vas a sacar.
And I say to God, we're going to lose this house. In order to fix it, we got to put a lot of money into it. What's the point?
Dios es el dueño del oro y de la plata.
God is in charge of gold and all the money.
Y me dice, no te preocupes. So, un martes.
So he says to me, don't worry. On a Tuesday,
Satanás vuelve y toca mi casa.
Satan comes back and knocks on our door again.
Yo abro la puerta y me dicen, para el próximo martes usted tiene que estar fuera de esta casa.
And we get a letter that says by next Tuesday you guys got to be out of here.
¿Se acuerdan Segunda Crónicas 20:17?
You guys remember Second Chronicles
2017. Yo la saco en papel y la pongo en mi nevera como por 3 años.
I printed out that scripture and I put it on my fridge for like 3 years.
Mi familia, mis hijos, me preguntaban, mis amigos, cada vez que veían ese papel en la nevera me decían, ¿dónde está Dios?
And, you know, everybody who saw it, my kids, my friends would say, where is God?
Miraban esa escritura bíblica y decían, ¿dónde está Dios?
And they would look at that scripture and say, where is God in your life?
Este hombre que mi esposa comienza a trabajar, mi esposa, yo la llamo y le digo, tenemos que dejar la casa.
I called my wife and I told her, you know, hey, we got to leave the house by next week.
Mi esposa está lavando los platos y comienza a llorar.
And my wife is working in this new job with this new gentleman and she's washing the dishes and she just starts crying.
Este señor le pregunta, ¿por qué está llorando? ¿Qué le pasa? Y mi esposa le dice, no, no, nada, no es nada importante.
And her new boss says, what's wrong? Why are you crying? And my mom says, nothing, it's not important.
Él no estaba supuesto estar esa mañana ahí en esa casa. Él es el dueño de la casa, pero no estaba supuesto estar ahí en esa casa. E insistía porque mi esposa estaba llorando.
And that morning he wasn't supposed to be there. I mean, he lived there, but he just wasn't supposed to be there that morning. And he kept insisting, what's wrong? Why are you crying?
Y mi esposa le dice, okay, vamos a perder la casa. Tenemos que desocupar el próximo martes.
So my wife says, all right, we're going to lose our house and we have to leave the house by next Tuesday.
Mi esposa es una persona muy silenciosa. No le gusta estar con mucha gente a su alrededor. Pero es una mujer que tiene el corazón de David.
Now my wife is very quiet and she's shy and she doesn't like to be around a lot of people, but she has the heart of David.
Han sido muchas las dificultades a través de nuestra familia y quizás como muchos de ustedes que están pasando muchas dificultades.
We have had a lot of hard times and tribulations, the same way probably a lot of you are going through or have gone through.
Y quizás Muchos de ustedes se preguntan, ¿dónde está Dios?
And maybe a lot of you are asking yourselves or have asked yourself, where is God?
Hay situaciones en la vida que las vemos muy difíciles, que son imposibles para nosotros los seres humanos.
There are so many situations in life that are hard, and for us, we think they're impossible.
Pero Dios dio lo más grande, que fue Cristo Jesús, para morir en la cruz por cada uno de nosotros.
But God gave the most difficult thing, and that was his son, Jesus Christ, and he died on the cross for us.
Amén. Este hombre llega y dice, fírmeme este papel, dándome autoridad para representarlos a ustedes.
And so my mom's boss says, fill out this paper and give me authority to speak in behalf of you.
La casa de nosotros estaba, vamos a decir que estaba en un jarrón con miles de casas ahí. Para buscarla, una sola casa entre miles de casas es muy difícil.
So picture our house in a jar in the midst of thousands and thousands of other homes, and in order to pick out that one house, it's extremely difficult.
Y el patrón de mi esposa llega y dice, ¿sabe qué? Olvídese esa casa, compremos otra, yo se las doy.
And my wife's boss said, you know, forget about that house. We'll look for another one and we'll buy something else.
Y mi esposa dice, nope, esa es la casa que Dios nos dio a nosotros.
And my wife said, nope, that's the house that God gave to us.
Y él seguía insistiendo, compremos otra casa. Y nos, o sea, y contrató un real estate, nos mostraron diferentes casas. Y mi esposa decía, no, es la casa que Dios nos dio.
And so he would say, buy another house, come, let's go look at other homes. And we looked at other homes, but my mom kept insisting, no, this is my house.
Una vez, la historia es muy larga, una vez, este señor nos dice, los espero en la oficina de mi abogado a las 9 de la mañana.
Now the story is very long, but there was one day where he said to us, I'm going to wait for you guys in my office at 9 a.m.
Recuerde, mi esposa estaba peleando con los bancos, haciendo miles de movimientos para podernos quedar con la casa.
And remember, my wife in the background was doing a lot of work fighting with the lawyers and the banks to keep this house.
Llegamos a la oficina del abogado, un judío.
We get to the office at 9 a.m. and the attorney's there and he's a Jewish man.
Y me espera, nos espera la entrada. El patrón ya estaba sentado en la oficina, pero el abogado nos espera en la puerta.
And my boss was sitting down already, but the attorney was waiting for us at the door.
Y llega y nos dice, oh, ustedes son los famosos Carvajales.
And he said to us, oh, you're the famous Carvajals.
Él va a hacer algo increíble por ustedes.
And he said to us, he's going to do something incredible for you guys.
Y yo le digo, no es él, es Cristo Jesús.
And I said to him, nope, it's not him, it's Jesus Christ.
Y él dice, okay, ustedes con su Jesús.
And he said, all right, whatever, you guys and your Jesus.
Entonces yo, nos sentamos en la mesa, preparan los papeles, y yo y mi esposa estábamos llorando y llorando sin entender qué estaba sucediendo.
And we sit down and we look at the papers and we're just signing papers, not really understanding what's going on, but we both just start crying.
Les voy a decir esto. Mi esposa, cuando comenzó el problema, ella le dijo a Dios, le dijo, queremos pagar por nuestra casa, por el mortgage, $1,500.
And when all of this was happening, my wife said, the max that I want to pay for the mortgage on this home is $1,500.
Estamos en esa oficina. Muchas veces hay cosas imposibles para nosotros los seres humanos. Pero para Dios no hay nada imposible.
And again, I tell you guys, there are things that are impossible for us, but there's nothing impossible for God.
El abogado y el jefe dicen, ¿cuánto ustedes pueden pagar por esta casa?
My boss and the attorney say, how much can you guys pay for this house?
$1,500.
And we both say $1,500.
Y él dije, okay, está bien.
And he said, okay, that's fine.
¿Ustedes me van a decir a mí que hay cosas imposibles para Dios?
You guys might tell me there's things that are impossible for God.
Ya voy a terminar.
I'm almost done.
Dos cosas que a través de mi devocional he aprendido.
There's two things through my devotional that I've learned.
Que se llama fidelidad.
The first one is faithfulness.
Y lealtad.
And loyalty.
¿Por qué fidelidad?
Why faithfulness?
Porque nosotros como seres humanos a veces no nos gusta como él predica.
Because sometimes we're human beings and we might not like the way Pastor Rob preaches.
O como Pastor Gale predica.
Or how Pastor Gale preaches.
O como muchas veces la música suena.
Or how the music might sound.
O muchos estamos sentados ahí. Se está pasando 5 minutos.
Or a lot of us will be sitting there and looking at our clocks like, all right, he's 5 minutes over.
Fidelidad a la casa del Señor.
Faithfulness to the house of the Lord.
Muchos se van y van a otras iglesias y después regresan.
A lot of people have left and gone to different churches and come back.
Parecen como sapitos.
They look like little frogs.
Brincando de roca en roca.
Jumping from rock to rock.
Cuando venga la tormenta, quédese en la casa.
But when that storm comes, stay in your house.
Porque ellos dos necesitan quien sostenga la puerta, quien sostenga la ventana, quien tape las goteras.
Because those two need someone to hold the door, to hold the window, to hold the rocks.
Amén, gloria a Dios. Pastor Rob, el año pasado, me llama y me dice, necesito que venga y mire esto.
Last year, Pastor Rob called me and he said, hey, I need you to come look at this.
Y yo entro por esas puertas y habían canecas por todo este lugar, por todo este lugar.
And I come through those doors and I see cans all over the place, buckets catching water.
Y yo miro la cara de él y decía, ¿qué vamos a hacer?
And I saw his face and he's like, what are we going to do?
Y yo digo, oh, Dios mío, ¿qué vamos a hacer con todo esto?
And I said, God, what are we going to do?
Yo le pregunto a Pastor Rob, ¿cuánto vale para arreglar todo lo del techo?
And I asked Pastor Rob, how much does it cost to fix the roof?
Pusimos el número, vamos a orar por eso.
We put the number down and we started praying for it.
Y todos sabemos la historia. El techo se arregló.
And we all know the story. We got the roof fixed.
Fidelidad al hombre. ¿Por qué? Ustedes van a decir, ¿por qué al hombre?
Faithfulness to man. And you might ask why.
Colosenses 3:23-24 dice.
Colossians 3:23-24 says.
Y todo lo que hagas, hacedlo de corazón, como para el Señor y no para los hombres.
And whatever you do, do it heartily as the Lord and not to man.
Sabiendo que del Señor recibirás la recompensa de la herencia.
Knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward and the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ.
Porque a Cristo el Señor servís.
Because Jesus Christ you serve.
La palabra nos enseña a todos.
The word teaches all of us.
Si no obedeces al hombre que lo ves,
if you don't obey man that oversees you,
¿cómo vamos a obedecer a un Dios que no lo vemos?
How are you gonna follow a Lord that you don't see?
No me digan a mí que hay que ser fiel al hombre.
Don't
porque hay que ser fiel al hombre.
Don't tell me that you don't have to be faithful to man because
lealtad. ¿Por qué lealtad?
Loyalty. Why loyalty?
¿Usted qué necesita a su alrededor?
What do you need around you?
¿Usted necesita un enemigo?
Do you need an enemy?
¿Una persona que esté hablando de usted?
Someone who's going to be talking about you?
¿Que cuando usted dé la vuelta comience a hablar de usted?
That when you turn around they just start talking.
¿Que tenga la navaja en la mano listo para apuñalarlo por la espalda?
That has that knife just ready to stab.
¿Esa es la gente que usted necesita?
Are those the people that you need around you?
Necesitamos lealtad.
We need loyalty.
Ser honestos.
Being honest.
Mostrar quiénes somos.
And show who you really are.
No soy perfecto.
I'm not perfect.
Pero tengo temor de Dios.
But I have the fear of the Lord.
Eso es lo que hay que entregar en esta casa.
And that's what you have to bring to this house.
Lealtad.
Loyalty.
Estamos buscando personas para hacerlo de afuera.
We're looking for people to serve for Friends Day.
La lista para Ujieres, el Soundboot, o sea, y la lista sigue vacía.
And we need people to be an usher for the sound booth, for the choir, and that list is still empty.
Quiero terminar con esto.
And I want to finish with this.
En el Antiguo Testamento, si usted no sabe dónde está, vaya y lo busque y lo lee.
In the Old Testament, if you don't know where it is, look for it and find it.
Hay una sección que cuando Salomón estaba construyendo el templo de Dios,
there's a verse that when Solomon was building the temple of God,
vinieron hombres que sabían manejar el hierro, el oro y la piedra.
There were men that came that knew how to work with iron, with gold, with rocks.
Y yo vi los nombres de esos hombres ahí. Yo vi los nombres de esos hombres.
And I saw the names of those people that came to work at that time.
Y cuando yo vi esos nombres, yo le dije al Señor, yo le dije, yo quiero ver mi nombre en el libro de la vida.
And when I saw those names, I said to God, God, I want to see my name in the book of life.
¿Cuál es mi oración en esta mañana para ustedes?
What's my prayer for you guys today?
Mi oración para ustedes en esta mañana.
My prayer for you guys today is.
Es que podamos tener fidelidad.
Is that what you guys might be faithful?
Y que seamos leales.
And that we might be loyal.
Si usted es parte de esta casa,
if you're a part of this house,
pregúntele al Señor en esta mañana.
Ask God in this morning.
¿Por qué yo estoy acá?
Why am I here?
Este colombiano,
this Colombian,
que el inglés es muy poco.
Whose English is not that great.
Una vez le pregunta a Dios.
One time asks God.
¿Por qué al lado de este hombre?
Why am I next to Pastor Rob?
Y él dice, no necesito que me cuestiones.
I don't need you to question me, he said.
Yo quiero que me obedezcas.
I just want you to obey me.
Amén.
Amen.
Wow. Come on, let's stand to our feet. We want to thank you so much, Hoover, for sharing your journey and the faithfulness of God. It's very evident in your life, but also it's evident of your faithfulness to God and what God has led you and told you to do. We appreciate you. We appreciate your family. And God's blessing is going to abound towards you forevermore. I want you to give Hoover a hand. Thank you so much. Thanks, Lori. You did excellent. Praise God. Praise God. Woo! What a great word that we all need to take heed to. Well, God bless you. Thank you for coming out today. And the cafe is open, especially if you're a guest. Go visit the cafe. Let them know it's your first time here. And next week, we'll have those invitations for our service on the green. Make sure you invite somebody this week. God bless you. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend. Be blessed.